This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Investigators say a prescribed fire set by the U.S. Forest Service likely destroyed a home in southwestern Colorado last month. The federal agency started the prescribed burn to clear brush near Montrose. Days later, high winds fanned the shouldering remains into the Sims wildfire. The Forest Service has since announced a nationwide pause on prescribed burns in national forests. Investigators say a prescribed fire set by the U.S. Forest Service likely destroyed one home in southern Colorado last month. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
The federal agency started the prescribed burn to clear brush and other vegetation near Montrose. Days later, high winds fanned the smoldering remains into the Sims wildfire. Angry residents later confronted federal officials at public meetings, adding to a growing backlash over the government's use of prescribed burns, which also sparked a wildfire the size of Los Angeles that's still burning in New Mexico. The Forest Service recently announced a nationwide pause on prescribed burns in national forests. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
50-plus volunteers will take to the Rainbow Trail near Salida tomorrow for National Trails Day to help make the popular hiking and off-road route more sustainable and user-friendly. They'll also focus work on impacts from the 2019 Decker fire. The restoration effort will bring together different kinds of trail users to improve safety. Organizers expect to invest $10,000 in this single-day effort. You're listening to CPR News. In Denver, it is 73 degrees. It's 4:06.